On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What y'all wanna do? Hey, welcome in here one more time. Welcome in here. It is Monday, November 17th. Steelo and KC, I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Well. We're operating like the kings out here on the floor.
Acknowledge me.
Yeah. And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside.
What are you doing with him?
That's how we roll, man. That's how we roll. We're going to be at Sky River Casino tonight, man. Come join us. 32 Brew Street. If you plan to come watch the Cowboys Raiders, bring some canned food with you. We're doing our annual Thanksgiving food drive. We're going to be able to distribute all of the food this Saturday. So, anyone who plans on coming through, Stanley, if you're listening, Drew Down, I'm not sure if you're donning the cowboy boots tonight. Anyone coming through, if you could bring just a whatever you have, whatever you want to grab that's non-perishable, bring that over to 32 Brew Street. We'll have a bin for you. As soon as you walk in, you'll be able to drop it off, and we'll get down to business, man. We'll watch some football. So we're really looking forward to seeing everybody tonight. Big shout out to everybody who came through on Friday, man. Yeah, we had a great time out with Ty Dolla $ign, Jacquees, G-Eazy. Big shout out to Leezy, who did an absolutely fantastic job of capturing the moment. He's got it across all the social media platforms. Strong 80s vibes to the outfits Kenny and I had on, completely unplanned. But we were cooking on Friday night, man. It was a good time.
Yeah, man. Vibes were up, man. Shout out to Ty Dolla $ign. Shout out to G-Eazy. Shout out our guy, Jacquees. That's really our guy.
Like Jacquees.
He's be like, yo, what's up, fellas?
Yeah,
what's up?
Yeah, for
he
real.
He played me some new music and all this other stuff.
He's a headliner, man. Like, yeah. Jacquees is a headliner. He puts on a show, and they was there for him. Like, he cooked. Mm-hmm. He absolutely cooked, man. But it was a great time.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely great time. And we didn't have to watch the Timberwolves game, so that was fun. We were keeping an eye on it, like, hey, yo, looks like, oh, Domas want to play tonight. Okay. Oh, look at Dennis. Okay, Dennis want to play tonight. Okay. And then the fourth quarter started, and everybody was done.
Yeah.
Everybody was finished playing.
Yeah. In that game, it's just kind of where I'm at. I'm not saying everybody is with the Kings, but – like, I don't believe that this group has what it takes to turn the season around somewhat. What are they, 9 games under .500 right now? 8?
Yeah, they're 3-11.
Yeah, 8 games under .500. Like, I don't think this group has what it takes to get to 500.
Mm.
So, you see what happened on Friday against Minnesota. Even going into the game against San Antonio, it's like, yeah, these guys don't have enough. And they've got to get to the point with this franchise. And it may not happen at all this year. It may take a draft pick. But, like, there's some type of hope. There's some type of you can see the outline of what we could the direction that this franchise can go.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they don't have a direction. And the reality is it may not be there for them till after this year. This whole year, they're going to go around with, like, the direction is get to the point where we can start having a direction, which is awful. And that's in contrast to what I thought coming into the season. Because even if you didn't have, like, a direction for the future, this year you can get into the play-in and see what happens there. You don't even have that no more.
I don't know how you get through this season. Like, I don't know how these players get through this season. I mean, I think it's one thing for the organization to have talks amongst themselves, Doug, the front office, about, look, man, we just have to, Doug, I'm sorry, we just have to get through this. Like, it's our only option. We've just got to deal with this. And, you know, you can mentally prepare yourself, man. There's going to be some tough days ahead. We know where we're going. We're going to have to take the media criticism. We're going to have to take being the punchline. We're going to have to take all of this. But we have a direction. We need to stick with that direction, and we know where we're going. I think as a front office, and it'd be tough for Doug, but I think you can understand the end game. I think it's going to be a lot more difficult with players. I think these guys are embarrassed.
Got a hell of a way of showing it.
Yeah, I think the front office.
My bad.
I think the players are embarrassed. I don't think they could do anything about it. And I think they start every game the same way. Yo, let's go. Let's go. All right. We're going to get this. And then the second something goes wrong, it's like, all right, I'll try to do it myself. And then you start seeing different things going on. And then by the third quarter or the fourth quarter, we're back to that stage where it's not my fault. And you see, you know, falling back. Like, you see guys not – we've seen it with Domas. We've seen it with Zach LaVine. We see guys pull back a little bit, and – now Doug is starting to bench guys. We saw him bench Zach LaVine yesterday, and it's, well, all right, I guess we'll try again Wednesday, whenever the next game is.
Yeah, see, and the reason why I asked that is because I don't think they go into – there are select people like the Russell Westbrooks. That's all I can really think of. They're, like, going into the game, yeah, like, nah, let's go, we got this. I think everybody else – They look like, they play like they're resigned to the fact that it's just not going to happen for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see any extra effort, or I don't see any type of laser focus.
Mm-mm.
To try and change
Mm-mm.
the predicament that they're in.
See, that's the funny thing. I don't think they change either. I think they just try to do everything the same at the beginning of the game, thinking that the result's going to be different. And the focus, Wayne, like, whatever focus they have, whether it's laser focus or it's blurry, it wanes throughout the game to the point where it's eventually gone. And I think that's the book. I think that's the scout on them. Yo, put pressure on them. They're going to fold. At some point, they'll fold. Mm-hmm. They're going to push. All you have to do is push back. And that's what the Spurs did yesterday. The The Kings did everything to make you want to turn that game off. But they'd 19-point game goes down to 10. 10-point game goes down to like, was it like 6, 5 or 6. And then De'Aaron goes, oh, I'm going to end this game. And Harrison goes, hold on, dog. Let me get in on this. It's like, let's just go ahead and take turns in sending these guys out of here. And before you know it, you've got another, and they're a bad offensive team. That's the other thing. How you got all these guys that can score points, but you're a horrible offensive team. And I think, again, the scout, the book, they can't score. They can't score long enough. A guy can score. One, they collectively, they cannot. De'Aaron and Harrison did. DeMar did. Like, they don't have multiple guys who will score at the same time.
And that's why I'm trying to figure out, like when, and I'm not trying to challenge you or nothing like that in this,
challenge
this situation.
All you want.
But I'm trying to figure out, like, I can't imagine that they're embarrassed and they continue to do the same thing.
I hear you.
I can't, like, I don't even know how self-aware these guys are.
Maybe.
And I don't mean that like in a disrespectful way, but like you talk about this guy, I think that's, you're spot on. That's exactly how people approach the Kings. Do they notice that's how people think of you?
It's a good question. I don't know.
And if you do, do you care? That's what I guess that's what I always come back to. How much do they really care about what's going on?
I can't imagine. Yeah, you absolutely could be right. I guess maybe I'm just thinking from my perspective. I can't imagine knowingly being a punchline of the league and just being good with it.
Right.
I can't imagine being a punchline of like our industry and just being like, nah, it's okay.
Right.
It's okay. We're at the bottom of the ratings. No one watches our show. Like, nah, it's fine.
Not in America.
I can't. I have to send my prostitute home at 3 o'clock. I don't know. Like, I don't know how. I just don't know how. I just can't compute that. Like, I was talking about the Pelicans a second ago. They fired Willie Green. The effed up part about what they did, and they fired Willie Green like 2 weeks after the first report that they were going to fire Willie Green came out. The part I didn't know.
I don't mean to laugh at that. But.
The part I didn't know was they stopped saying Willie Green's name during starting lineups.
I didn't know that either. Yeah, going in.
One, that is insanely disrespectful.
Right.
Two, that is such trash behavior from an organization. And I'm drawn back to DeMarcus's remarks. They asked DeMarcus, are the Pelicans the worst franchise in the league? And he said, well, it's between them and the Kings. And right now, neither one of those organizations are willing to prove DeMarcus Cousins wrong. These two organizations are trash. And the only one comparable to the one that just fired their coach are the Kings. Oh, you look at they got Herb Jones. They got good ball players on New Orleans, on the Pelicans. There's some good ball players over there. You deal with the Zion Williamson stuff, but, you know, Herb Jones is a good ball player. Like, there's no excuse for them to be this bad. They didn't let, what's their his name? Is it Borrega?
Oh, yeah, James Borrega.
They didn't let him interview this offseason because they knew they were going to fire Willie Green. Man, that team is one game worse than this one. I might have been too high on the Kings, but there is no scenario where I thought they would be this bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt the same way. You know, I felt this a team that could be like a 500 team, and they're at the bottom of the barrel right now.
We got killed for saying, you know, these guys could still get a failing grade. They're not going to fail as much as you think they are. 50% is still an F.
Yeah.
And we said, they'll probably still get an F, but it'll be a higher F than your F.
Right.
We were killed for that. And we were clearly we were wrong.
Dead wrong. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, I just don't know. And it's the, you know, it's the NBA.
Got killed for saying the team sucks, just not as bad as you think. That's a damn shame.
And we're wrong.
Absolute damn shame.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I just wonder. I ain't trying to disrespect these guys, man. Mm-hmm. These are professionals who have sacrificed so much to get to this point. They've got to be, you know, there's a level of competitiveness to them. But like, do they really care about how they're perceived? You know, perceived, like, it would bother me to be looked at as like some type of joke, or like you said, a punchline.
Mm-hmm.
Or people look at us like there's no resistance to the Sacramento Kings. We can turn it on whenever we need to and get them out of here. That would bother me. And if you're just going up against guys that are just better than you, like, that's one thing. But come on, man. You Zach LaVine. You DeMar DeRozan. You're Domantas Sabonis. You're Dennis Schroeder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are established in this league as somebody that should be respected. And these people are just laughing at you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, no disrespect to these guys, but you're not Nick Clifford, Maxine Raynaud, you know, Keon.
Yeah,
like,
you're not
these
unproven.
Young guys,
yeah,
that haven't proven, yeah, what they are in the league. You know, yeah, what I mean? Like, these are established people, and they're laughing at you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be angry about that. I would.
I don't think they are.
Because really, to be honest with you, they're probably looking at you, they're looking at the situation like, nah, they're mad at the Kings, they're not mad at me.
Mm.
Or they're talking about the Kings, not me.
You know, Kyle brought up Doug's press conference. I ain't even listened to it. What?
No, I just got a text. I got a text from Guru asking, why are y'all cooking me on air?
That's funny. Isn't Guru doing a show right now? So someone listening had to hit up Guru and say, hey, they talking about you. They cooking you over there on ESPN 1320. That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
That to that boy Guru. That's funny. I don't even remember what I was saying.
No,
that's
Doug's hilarious press conference.
Oh, I stopped watching.
Yeah, I just kind of
thought, he's not going to say anything different.
Yeah. And what can he say?
Like, and that's the thing. Like, the Hawks game, and this is what I meant by the Hawks game was rock bottom. You got humiliated, yeah, at home. Doug had that press conference that he had. You can't go anywhere now. Like, you can't go further. It doesn't mean you're going to get better. It doesn't mean you're going to rise from the ashes. It just means we've hit the point where it's like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's
where we are.
That was the one for me. I remember you going into that Hawks game saying, you know, I'll be off of it, you know, if they lose this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't there. And who knows, if they would have lost a close game, maybe I wouldn't have been there. But the way they lost that game,
yeah,
I said, I've seen all I need to see.
Yeah.
This is who they are. Until proven otherwise, and it's going to take a drastic change for me to change who I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking win 21 or 22, like something ridiculous. I don't care if they win 5 of 6. Nah, mm-hmm. I know who you are. I know who you are.
Yeah, it's frustrating, man. It's frustrating because it again, I mean, we are approaching the 13 games into the season, or 14, whatever it is, we're approaching NBA hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there was a point yesterday where I was agitated because it's like, yo, there's this Chiefs Broncos game on right now. I'm looking across like unlike you, I had the Kings on the TV with the
noob.
I know. Look, with the football games on the iPad.
It got this bad. It got so bad. The iPad died. I ain't even charging. It was like in the end of the third quarter. I was like, man, I'll catch up on it later.
Yeah. It
it's over.
It's tough, man. It's brutal. But like you've got games like Josh. I don't know if it's the same time. Josh Allen scoring 6 touchdowns. Like it's hard when you're watching 2 things, 3 things. You're not really watching 1 thing, right? Like you're trying to follow things that are important to what we do. The 49ers, Sac State, the Kings, and it's like, man, I'm missing good football. I'm missing good basketball watching this. Like there's some. We talk about the Hawks being the downfall of Sacramento. Yo, the Hawks are playing good basketball right now and creating a really interesting story because their offense looks pretty efficient. While the guy who you would believe is their best offensive player is gone. That's a story. Like, oh, what's that? What is that going to look like when he returns? And it's all right. Guess I'll tap in, see how many the Kings lose by tonight. See at what point you can visibly see them quit. See how many times so-and-so gets frustrated. See how many times, you know, Russ got to, you know, drive to the basket or DeMar got to shoot from, you know, free throw line extent. We'll just keep watching. See what happens.
And the crazy thing is, like, I hate that for them because I like these players individually. I like, you know, when he's playing good basketball or whatever. Like, it's a joy to watch Zach LaVine and what he can do. I love watching Russell Westbrook. I love watching Malik Monk. DeMar DeRozan, I like him more than others do, you know, watching this game. Like, what he's able to do and how he's able to score and get buckets is – I enjoy watching that. I enjoy watching Domas when he's, you know, playing like he was on Friday and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, individually, I enjoy these guys. I don't hate watch any of their games.
Mm-hmm.
They're what they bring to the table, I appreciate. But watching them as a collective right now is just in the way that they approach the game, or seemingly approach the game, is just unappealing. It's just really unappealing. And like I said, I hate that for these guys because they're a bunch of guys that I do like watching their games, watching their skill set.
14 games in, 3-11, right? 14 games in, 12 starting lineups. Keon Ellis went into the starting lineup last night. Russell Westbrook moved to the 4. Precious Achiuwa wasn't feeling well, so he was pretty limited. Like he was, I think he was questionable going into the game. I think Doug tried to get what minutes he could out of him, but it was clear Precious wasn't feeling well last night. And I think Devin Carter's out with – so clearly there's something, you know, going around that locker room right now.
Wasn't something just going around? I thought we got past that. Remember everybody –
was Malik sick?
Got sick. Max got sick.
Yeah, I don't think it ever exited the locker room. I just think it's on the move. I guess. Yeah, I guess.
These dudes need Theraflu.
Yeah, 14 games, man, 12 different starting lineups. Of course, we got the news on Keegan Murray from James Hamm just a few minutes ago that Keegan has been cleared for 5-on-5, and there is potential for him to make his debut on Thursday. Of course, the Sacramento Kings, they'll play Oklahoma City on Wednesday, then they'll play the Memphis Grizzlies on Thursday. If there's one thing that will, I think, settle down with Keegan Murray's return, it is this carousel of starting lineups. 12 starting lineups in 14 games is absolutely insane. And I'm not blaming Doug for it. Like, we've had Zach LaVine miss games. We've had DeMontis Sabonis miss games. Obviously, Keegan Murray has been out. We got the Russell Westbrook, Dennis Schroeder switch. So there's a lot Doug is dealing with there. But one thing that may settle down when Keegan Murray returns is this incredible carousel of changing starting lineups.
Yeah, I sure hope so, man, because it's crazy to see. Like you mentioned, like just to see these different starting lineups. Would you say 12
and 14.
Yeah, that's just a lot. That's just a lot.
12 and 14, it's legitimately, it's absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
That is absolutely nuts. We'll talk more about Keegan Murray's return here. Like, I just don't know that they can salvage the season. And if they do, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what it looks like.
I was going to ask you that, too. What is salvaging the season for you? Getting into the play-in?
I mean, yeah, if they got into the play-in, that, like, it doesn't feel like they can do that. If they got into with getting into the play-in, salvage the season, yeah, I guess so, because that's where we thought they were anyways.
Yeah.
Like, whether we thought they were going to win, you know, 40 games, 41, 2, 3, 4, that's all play-in territory. Like, you're not getting into the top six without a minimum of 48. And the way things are shaking out this year, it might be higher. So, yeah, like, if they got into the play-in, like, cool, I'd be perfectly fine with that. I just can't envision it.
Right.
I can't envision it at all. We'll come back. There's more to talk about with the Sacramento Kings. James Hamm will be with us at 3 o'clock. Of course, we'll get a complete update on what's going on with Keegan Murray, what that might look like. Of course, you can get in on the phone lines, as always, 916-909-1320. We got some other basketball that's happening in Sac. In fact, what a weekend in its entirety it was for Sac State. We'll talk a little bit about that. 49ers get a win against the Cardinals. And a hell of a Sunday of NFL action. That's all ahead here. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we'll be tonight at 32 Brew Street. For Raiders, Cowboys, come see us. Bring some non-perishable canned food with you. And y'all will have a good time watching football here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.